Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Trevon Edwards. We're going to be joined by Juju Gotti of the Levitard Show in just a little bit. Real quick reminder, first of all, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe is still going. Thank you to everyone who's donated. If you haven't donated yet, $10, $20, whatever you can to help Jade's family in their time of need. You know, Jade is responsible for so many podcasts and stuff that you probably listen to. And I'm not just talking about our stuff here. I'm talking about all across the internet. So, again, whatever you can, just go ahead and click that link. It's pinned in the Count the Dings Twitter account. And make sure you give whatever you can. And thank you to those who have given. Patreon.com/Count the Dings. If you're in a giving mood to give to us, to support the stuff, what we do, the extra stuff, the watch-alongs, the overflows, the Discord, all that stuff. Make sure you are locked in and tapped in on that as well. Got a great show today. BMF season finale, and it has achieved maximum powerificness to the point where now it's a comedy for me. Like, I just sat there and I laughed that entire episode. We'll get into that. Snowfall heating up. Oh, man, Franklin, man. He's going out like a straight gangster for real. We'll get into that as well. I know Power started. We might mention a little something about Power, but I'll be honest with you, we don't like to do too many reviews in the same show. So next week we'll go 10 toes deep into Power, I promise.
We got to get into Snowfall, right?
Yeah, let's get into Snowfall. Speaking of going to jail, man. Franklin, man. Well, he took it there. I didn't see that one coming.
About
man.
Time, nigga. He's been unlocked.
It was like Marley.
Wait, what'd he do?
From White Chicks, like, oh, you want to kill dads, huh?
Oh, he killed his pop. Yeah, man. My bad. Like,
nigga. Man, that was the most premature. I feel like he ain't get all the juice out that squeeze, though. It's like keep him on the phone for a little while longer. My boy snapped instantly. Wrong answer. Damn. You don't want to give him a chance.
Then put him on the phone. He said, okay, and put the phone by the dead man. I was like, damn, that's cold-blooded, man.
Hey, to be fair, though, it's an eye for an eye. Fuck it.
Yeah. No,
oh, yeah, killed his dad, yeah.
I
yeah,
killed his pop,
fuck it. Damn, I didn't think about that.
I was thinking like, nah, it's an eye for an eye, but you sure you ain't got that bank number where my money at? Because
right,
for real, I'm going to kill him for real. I'm going to really kill him.
Well, the thing is,
I'm not bullshit.
He got more people to kill, Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Old girl and wait, is he talking about old girl or is he talking about his baby mama?
Nah, he talking about his baby mama and the you know, because he really care about her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's old girl that was
not the one in
the first season.
Not the nurse.
Right. She cut him off. Oh, baby mama. I forgot all about her.
Hell yeah. So
they didn't even, bro, she can't come back. They didn't even shadow her. Like, we didn't get a, you know what I mean? They would give us in the beginning of it like a flashback
That's when the nigga gonna fold. He gonna fold way before the end.
When you think about it, this nigga Teddy's life sucks, man.
Right, bro.
Like,
just give him the bread back.
I'm just saying, like, he got his brother killed. His pops hates him, and now he got his pops killed. His baby mama don't want to have anything to do with him. He can't see his kid. Every day he's like people trying to kill him. The KGB after his ass, Franklin after his ass. I'm like, damn, nigga, don't you get tired?
His new hoe just as crazy as he is. Oh, she got right. That one.
Aren't you supposed to be on the side with all the artillery and shit? Like, aren't you in the CIA, nigga? Why are you running from everybody?
He got one of them nut ass missions CIA where nobody's no supposed to know.
CIA, because he's not CIA no more.
He got dropped.
This nigga's just a rogue.
But Jason.
Huh. Contractor.
Franklin don't know that, so he's still dropping that on him. Like, yeah, nigga, I can do this, I can do that. Right. When really, he like, hold on, it's not that easy because he can't go get that shit. He can't go get the bread because they did it already. And he has no leverage, but he holding that shit over his head, making Franklin move kind of crazy and do all these other things to make him think like, oh, Teddy's still a man to see. When meanwhile, that shit been gone. Teddy just using that shit as leverage now to spook him and fuck with him mentally.
Damn, so Teddy's washed.
Teddy been out the game.
I didn't realize he was washed. Damn, that's crazy. Teddy out here moving wild for a washed cat.
That's why he's doing all the reckless shit.
He's doing all reckless because he's trying to win his way back in, but like he just keeps getting deeper in it. Yeah,
but you also got to think about the connection of him and Teddy. Franklin and Teddy the same nigga. They both out here dried up. They moving so crazy to a point where they're gonna find themselves in too deep to some shit. Like either they're gonna go to jail or they're gonna die.
But Franklin ain't dry though. This nigga has a stash spot.
He's got like 300 bricks.
Bro, you just got hit with all the work.
But this is the thing.
He took their money.
But yeah, you got bread, bro.
But you also have to understand. This is the thing. He ain't really got bread like that because he still has to move illegally. And he not going to be able to sell that in that he got more users than fucking buyers. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That nigga got product. And when you got product, you got to move it to the major players.
Right. That's why he busting his ass with them little niggas in Buddy Crew. And let me cook it himself.
Because Jason, you got to think about it. If he taking care of South Central, he can't go hit Anaheim, and he can't go hit Beverly Hills, and he can't hit Hollywood, and he only got that traffic going through there. He can peak, but you still got all that weight to selling on. And it used to be something because you had the country niggas, you had all these other niggas going this, there, and the third. Now you've got weight. You got a bad problem. The same way how Meech and them got the new connect. At least them niggas is going statewide because they can move the shit. This Franklin, he just sitting. He stole the shit, but it's like, how can I sell it?
Right, because he had Jerome, who had the connection in the other state.
Exactly.
And all that.
Right. So now, and then when you think of the CIA shit, I mean, when you think about the money and how he's trying to get the money, because he felt the money was clean and nobody can fuck with him and nobody can take it because he's branded through the business. So now, when you got dope money, how you gonna clean it? How you gonna sell to get this shit?
Right.
You got all the dope, but how you gonna get that shit clean? So he trying to look legitimate. So when he starts snitching and doing all this other shit, hey, I never sold dope. My money came from my business.
He even pulled up on Gustavo Ratatouille ass at the goddamn wrestling match.
Like, bro, he pulling up on everybody out of desperation.
Whoever gonna take it.
Whoever could get me out of this shit, I don't need my bitch yelling at me no more.
Exactly.
I'm trying to settle down.
You can have half my money. I just want to stop all of this.
Gustavo looks so stressed all the time, man. Every time.
He's gonna die soon, right?
I hope he don't, man.
Yeah, that would be the easy way out for him.
Feeling bad for him.
Yeah, man.
he would probably take it as a welcome. Like, woo, no, finally.
Think about this, man. Gustavo been doing all this work, traveling overseas, moving all this weight, guns, everything. He still drive that piece of shit pickup truck, man. He ain't got no new car, got no new house. It's like it's all his money's in cat. Did he get robbed too?
Exactly. In that same ass dicky coat.
Yep.
You know what's crazy? I think Gustavo got a crazy stash.
He gotta have a stash.
Nah, they hit his stash up. Remember, that's where he got caught at. He was going to his stash. He was about to dip town.
Oh, yeah, he cooked then. He cooked.
Yeah, he's broke.
This season. This season supposed to be the cooked. You
because even think about cooked. Think about Big Dion now rolling up. He like, nigga, I ain't going out like that. Like, right. He thinking he going to go guns blazing. He probably going to take Leon out. And then he think he going to get Franklin.
Jerome about to kill boy, yo.
But that's Deion, what I'm saying. Deion
about to die.
I think Jerome and Franklin going to get together.
Yeah.
I feel like Leon supposed to die. Like, Leon, I love Leon. Salute to Leon. He went to Africa and got his mind right in the crack. But you bring your ass back to the hood and acting like this, he supposed to be the bust night one.
Yeah.
You left with a hoe. It came back with a wife.
You left sorry. With a crackhead and came back with a wife.
Go ahead, Trey.
That nigga said, sorry.
Like, sorry, Wanda. Rules, nigga. Like,
hey, Wanda was like.
Said, that shit was like Ralph on The Simpsons when Lisa broke his heart and shit. You could literally see Wanda just like, oh, man, dog. That
nigga. But it's funny because the nigga.
We got history, really, man.
He really said, sorry, Wanda. Like, he meant it, man.
Right,
like,
the nigga said, no disrespect.
Hey, well, it's a backhanded compliment. It's like, look, nigga, I'm glad you found love, but this is what the hood saying. That's like being on Facebook, nigga. You could be a motherfucking rapper, but we know your ass used to get put in the motherfucking trash can your entire whole life. It is what it is. We not gonna
come
forget.
Back. Come back,
still a nigga
bullshit,
that used to get
bro.
Chased.
Right, and this bitch still used to suck my dick for crack. So you can't be the man.
You gotta let it go.
You really do have to move after that, right? Like, you can't.
Right, you can't go back to the same hood. That's what I'm saying. You get popped for that. That's what I'm saying. Hey, I don't know nothing. What are we talking about?
Yeah. So there's no way Lee could be the top dog.
I like how he came outside and was like, who want to fade? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got jumped.
All right, nigga, I would have packed him out so quick.
He was just in a rumble, my nigga. He's already weak.
Hey, in the immortal words of Steven Jackson, you better put a name and an address on that. You can't just be throwing out bitches left and right like
right,
this.
Bro.
It's be cool.
It's already nighttime. We already outside. I'm probably a 40 in already.
And like Jersey,
pizza, said, bro.
You're weakened. Like, you got a big ass knot on your head already. You probably concussed.
Hey. Man, they'll get him, bro. They'll jump his ass.
If it wasn't for that body, he would have got his ass whooped because he was getting dogged.
Right.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
He was getting dogged. There's no way he should have won that fight. I still contest that fight.
Yeah. I wanted him to fight a little dirtier, a little quicker, because like just for him to hold his own as long as he did, I'm like,
yeah, that was a welterweight versus a heavyweight, or like a middleweight versus a heavyweight, like that was
with the Deion with the reach too. It's yeah, not just exactly. The size.
Long reach,
but Leon eliminated the reach off top by rushing him, so he didn't come into this rumble stupidly,
right? But once old boy had him pinned, like
it should have been a wrap.
But bro. That thing about what they were fighting over anyway. Bruh said, look, I'm selling drugs outside here. I don't need no street lights. This nigga went to put the street light up. Man, come on, it's smoke, bro. Somebody pop his ass. Like, that's a losing battle. Right. That's a losing battle. Like, why would you care about that? Like, that's what you want to fight me for? Come on,
yo.
Man.
Well, he want to fight. You know, that's not why, dude. We talked about this last week.
It
might be because of the lights. Like, that shit. On paper.
That shit try his shit.
Gets community pussy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, but you know, we didn't talk about this. Deion, terrible aim. How many shots to shoot at the lights, man?
Oh, my God.
Like, man, also, steady arm.
Also, Jerome at the car wash. I mean, at the mechanic shop.
Oh, man.
That was big call to Lawan, huh? I'd call Lawan, bro. Come get him.
You can put a tech out while niggas was fixing somebody's carburetor. Like, what the
oh,
fuck?
Nah, man. But, like, they're selling drugs at the mechanic shop.
Right.
That's the thing.
They is.
Because he said, you busy, but there's only two cars in here.
Oh, like, that was a subtext. I missed
it's
that.
Like, Jerome didn't need his car fixed. It was just he was letting him know. Like, I know what you're doing.
Oh, man. Shit. Jerome ain't need his car fixed?
No, nigga.
Right. Oh, man. There I go just taking shit at face value, my nigga. I'm just sitting here.
Jerv was one of the other mechanics.
Jerv was definitely one of the other mechanics. Like, oh.
But also, you didn't peep that. He's like, yo, this car done went by twice.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck Jerome. I'm like, bro, so get this smoke off my property, please, right now. It's doing drugs here. You tripping. You going to come in here with this? No. You know what's going on here? You make it worse.
The car doing laps because they saw Jerome enter their spot.
Yeah,
you feel me? That's what I'm saying. You got to go now, bro.
Damn,
I know we cool, but you got to get out now.
I thought it was a nigga looking for Jerome.
I thought it was a nigga.
They had the beef. I didn't realize all this other. Oh, damn. Yeah.
I'm like, bit, bro. I love you, but you got to go now. You finna jet ride.
And he's telling you got to stop. You gonna move some shit out of here. You got to move through me. You can't be moving through anybody else out here.
Right,
that was the whole thing, man. I like because he kept pushing him.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a chill, like he's like, yeah. I was like, this wasn't just about getting some shit fixed. He knew, right. You know, it's just like do this shit with my kids when like I know you're lying, so I'm gonna just go see how long you're gonna go with this lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to a point,
he was like, nigga, you don't love me. That nigga was crying. He was like, right. Take this money. You need it more than me.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
That's always a boss move is like, you need this more than me. Like, and then see if a nigga take it.
I don't think he was like, not gonna let. I don't think he was gonna let that nigga refuse it. To be honest,
it was like that hood. Like,
yo, we forgot
about top dog.
About the best scene, my man Jerome hitting the jumper with the beeper in the trash can.
Right,
held the follow through and everything
from the street.
Maybe he's about to die because he definitely having a breakdown.
Right, he's going through it.
Right, he's about to kill his nephew, who's like his son.
Okay, so who's gonna like? Is Franklin gonna die or go to jail? Which one?
You talking about at the end or right now?
In the end.
I think he goes to jail.
I think
he goes to jail.
Yeah, if it's like anything like the Rick Ross, if they're still trying to parrot that a little bit, I think that's kind of the point of the whole shit.
I think everybody, how do they know all this?
Yeah,
right. I think everybody dies, and he gonna have to live with that. And he goes.
You think Teddy dies?
Everybody dies.
Teddy's dead, bro.
But I think like him and Jerome get close. I think Louis lives.
I think Louis lives.
I think Louis died before Jerome.
And the only reason why I'm saying that is because I was following Eamon, and he said, "Yeah, I can't open up the champagne until I get right with nephew." So I think there's some foreshadowing to that point where somewhere. Because we're on episode 6, somewhere down the line, that they gonna squash the bullshit because they got bigger enemies.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they gonna be forced to pair up, but Louis gonna be like, "Fuck that, kill your nephew," and Jerome gonna pick his nephew over her.
And then guess what's gonna happen?
Even though it hurt him, obviously, you know what I'm saying.
The crazy nigga from Ellie.
Scully.
I think he gonna rich out just like he did at the wedding and got everybody high. I feel like he gonna go crazy at the end because they gonna act like they forgot about some shit he said once in the fun time. Mm-hmm. Of course, I gotta kill you. What?
What about Franklin Mama?
Out of here.
They was low key teasing that right there at the thing where he like Mama. Right. You know, like you need to get up out of here, and you need to do that, and blah blah blah. Like she out of here. Right. She gonna go. It's gonna be sad. Niggas gonna
Wanda.
Be. You might. She gone. She gonna die Damn. With fucking.
Wow.
Wanda fades off into the sunset.
Wanda gonna live. Wanda gonna live. Yeah. It's like a cockroach. It motherfucker gonna be
exactly.
She gonna be like. You sound like a cockroach. It's crazy. So she gonna be like Jada Pinkett and set it off.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's gonna move. I think he gonna get murdered. Lee gonna get murdered, and then she gonna end up moving to like Arizona or some weird shit.
Y'all was thinking Arizona too. I don't know why, but Arizona makes sense.
And you know what's crazy though? Zimbabwe. You know what's crazy? In black shows, Arizona is like Mexico, like paradise. Like nigga get his car, like he went so far, like he just did not drive like 5 hours, but it's far for LA.
Where does Stacy go? And Menace? Did he go to Arizona? No, he went to Atlanta. Okay.
He went to Atlanta.
Yeah. He was going to die anyway. Yeah, he was on the highway to hell.
What about Einstein, ghetto nerd? He going to die?
He dead. He going to get shot.
He's going to college.
It's going to be like Ricky.
We learned.
And we'll see his acceptance letter. Leon's going to open his acceptance letter with blood on his hand.
Oh, my God.
We learned about this shit. Yeah. We learned. It's over. He on the list. It's a whole list. Nigga over there doing just like Don't Be a Minister. Yes.
Right.
You'll get all them niggas. Any nigga, I'm telling you, any nigga you had hope for, they died.
Franklin baby mom?
She out of there.
She out of here.
She out of here.
So
Teddy
bad.
Gonna kill her.
Right. Teddy with the baby inside.
With him bare
hands. Yeah. Right before. She gonna be big enough to show. Because I'm telling you, all this episode about to be. I mean, this season is about to be about pain. We ain't even hit that full swing yet. I was telling motherfucking Quincy, like, y'all have yet to give us a character that we really were attached to make us say, "Fuck, man, they finally took this motherfucker." Like, cause you're so physically every episode we're watching, like, who gonna die?
True.
Who gonna die?
Everybody's been who's died in the show that we like. peeps that we like.
Maybe nobody from last season. I like the tall, light skinned Joker, the crazy light skinned Joker.
Peaches.
Not. Yeah, man, boy. That was my dog. I wish he would have lived. I wasn't him to win.
Ari or Avi, whatever. The
Avi, yeah.
Avi the only one. That
Avi was definitely
shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that shit gonna get dark quick because Franklin just kicked that shit off. Franklin set the shit off where niggas is like, all right, you want to play these type of games? Bet. Mm-hmm. Because now Teddy, like, he played it off like, oh, y'all don't care about, I don't give a fuck about my dad. You just took my dad. He ain't looking at it like, oh, I took your dad first. He looking at it like, nigga, you took my dad, so I'm going to go for your shit first. And now it's about to go to, like, that nigga. Because you know that nigga on road. He don't got shit to lose.
And nobody hiding out. Just like BMF. Yeah. You found B. Mickey at his house. She wouldn't talk to him. Like, goddamn, what the secret houses? This nigga Franklin Mama at the house right now and working at
the house. Because
that's another thing. Big Dion going to kill. They going to kill each other, honestly, I feel. Him and Leon going to kill each other.
Oh.
They going to kill each other in a shootout probably.
Mm. Yeah. So shit like that. Because Leon got to go. He aggravating.
Leon doing too much, but also Dion too reckless.
Dion crazy hell.
Dion high off the money, man. He gone crazy because.
But he feel like after he killed Leon, he gonna be able to get back to what he need to do, and it's like in the process, nigga, it wasn't that sweet.
Right.
Or Wanda killed Dion while he trying to kill Leon, and she leave after she killed him.
Yeah,
they both gonna die. Yeah, he gonna kill Leon. She gonna kill Dion, and all the money gonna be on the flow. And she gonna
take it and run.
Arizona, Congo.
I like it, nigga. Yeah. Ding.
All right, that's gonna do it for us this week on Black Opinions Matter. Shout out to Juju for joining us. Shout out Jerv, Jay Skills, and of course Black Trey. Remember, if you can, please donate to Jade Hoy's GoFundMe. It's on the Count the Things Twitter, twitter.com/countthedings. Even if you don't have Twitter, you can go on the website. It's right there. It's the pinned tweet up top, and we got the link for the GoFundMe. And then also patreon.com/countthedings to support everything we do here. Till next time, stay black, motherfuckers.